are temporary. These challenges are only here for this time. An example is given that if a person is going for Hajj, or is going for Umrah, or is traveling somewhere far for some holiday, etc., then he cannot get from here to the Baytullah to Hajj for Umrah without going on that journey. So on that journey, there will be a lot of difficulties. They say that the traveling suffer, the Arabic word safa, sin fara, suffer means travel. If you have to say in English, it means suffer. So a person when he's in journey, he doesn't have his home, he doesn't have his bed, he doesn't have his normal routine. Person is always uneasy, a lot of difficulties can happen. So a person goes to the airport, now he has his large amount of luggage, then he has to check into the airport, and there could be delays with the flight, there could be problems at the check-in. All these types of difficulties, he might sit cramped up in the plane for long hours, a long transit delay. All these kind of challenges a person will be willing to bear. He will bear it, in fact, happily, because he knows that my destination, after I finish all these difficulties and I get through all this, I'm going to go for Umrah, I'm going to Baytullah. So that alone, because of that alone, he will bear these challenges and these obstacles happily. Because he knows just temporary, after I finish this journey, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be enjoying myself. And when he sees the Baytullah, then everything, all his hardships will just melt away and he will forget everything. Similarly, when a person in this world, if he understands the nature of this world to be temporary, then and its challenges to be temporary, then he keeps his eye on the end goal, which is Akhirat and Jannat, then he will bear the challenges of this dunya temporary. Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that when a person, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come. So he was destined for Jahannam, a Jahannami, and he lived his life in extreme luxury and opulence. He never had to lift a spoon in his life. He had the best house, the best, he was extremely wealthy, all sorts of luxuries and comforts, you name it, he had it. He never experienced any difficulty in his life. He had a very soft life. That person, he will just be put into Jahannam for one moment and he will be taken out. Then it will be asked that, have you ever experienced any comfort before in your life? Like, no, all I know is pain and misery. I have never experienced any comfort before. So when he saw Jahannam, when he experienced Jahannam, he forgot everything before. And on the other hand, the person who in this dunya, he had a very tough life. He had a very difficult life. Challenges upon challenges, one after the other, when he will be placed in Jannat for one moment and he will be taken out and he will be asked that, have you ever experienced any difficulty in your life? He said, no, I never experienced any difficulty. All I know is happiness, peace and comfort. When he sees the Jannat, everything else will melt away. So this is for a believer who understands the temporary nature of the world and its challenges. And furthermore, a believer also understands that who is in control of everything. The one who is in control of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the difficulties. He is the one who puts these tests before us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this as a means of progress for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that the life of a believer is strange. The life of a believer is very wonderful, the condition of a believer. And it only pertains to a believer. It's always full of benefit and goodness. How, you may ask? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further on to explain that he says, in asabatu sharra sabara, that when a non-believer, when a Muslim, when he experiences some difficulty, then he makes sabr, he is patient. When asabatu dharra, sarra shakara, and when he experiences comfort, then he is thankful, he is appreciative, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me so many ni'mats and bounties. So it is a win-win situation for a believer. A believer, there is no loss for him. Either he is making shukr or either he is making sabr. A person's life will constantly fluctuate between these two states. And Manoj Bhatia rahmatullah alayhi, he says it very nicely. He used to say in his majalis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes decisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decides everything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for a certain gale force winds to blow, then nothing can stop those winds will blow. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes a natural disaster, the natural disaster will occur. Example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides there has to be an earthquake in a certain place, then nothing can stop that earthquake from taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes the decisions. Even if all the entire world and the military of the entire world, if they know in advance about this earthquake, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen, it will never happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim. He is the one who makes decisions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. So, if one hand, the one who makes decisions and the one who is most wise. So put those two together, the most wisest being is the one who makes our decisions, the one who is putting all our conditions before us. Generally, if a person, he needs to consult with someone on a certain matter, then he will, or he needs for someone for some advice or to arbitrate a certain matter, then he will go to the person with the most experience and the most wisest person. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most wisest person and He's the one who controls all our affairs. So we should hand ourselves, make the tafweez of ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example is given that sometimes we might go through some difficulty, but this difficulty is actually a blessing in disguise. So an example is that sometimes as children, a small child, he might get dragged to the dentist by his parents. And this small child, the dentist for him is a very scary and terrifying thing. So the dentist puts him on the chair and opens his mouth and he's poking around in his mouth and he's injecting him with certain things and he's pulling out teeth and he's drilling his tooth. The child, to him, is going through so much of pain, so much of taklif, so much of difficulty. He just wants to get out from there. But when a person gets older, he looks back and he's appreciative to his parents that at that time, he never understood at that time. But now he understands that I went through that difficulty, that hardship, and now I'm reaping the benefits. I have healthy teeth. So in the same way, sometimes we might go through some difficulty, some challenge, but there's some wisdom behind it that we do not understand. Doesn't mean, if a person doesn't understand the wisdom behind something, doesn't mean there is no wisdom behind it. Another story that is mentioned of a person who was coming back, he was returning from Hajj. So he was coming back from Hajj and he went to the airport as normal, checked in as normal. When he was going to board the plane, going to the checkpoint, then they turned him away and they rejected him. They did not allow him to board that aircraft. So this person, he was distraught. He was devastated that he missed his flight home now to book another flight. Big of a hassle. How much of it's going to cost? He was on a budget as well, etc. So now he went through a bit of taklif, a bit of difficulty. But after a while later, they got the news that same aircraft had crashed and everyone on board had passed away. So at that time, he might have thought that, why am I going through this difficulty? But looking back, he understood the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from that calamity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, نَكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an early warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a friendly reminder. Nowadays, if a person, if he gets a reminder of something that is going to happen, then, for example, recently we had this very stormy weather. So the government and the National Weather Service, they'll send out a level 5, level 4 weather warning. So a person is well equipped to deal with the weather. He's not taken aback and he's not shocked. So it's easier for him to manage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an early warning in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will definitely test you with your children, with your wealth. You might lose your job. You might lose some money. Your children might pass away. Or you might get ill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might test you with your health. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that He will definitely test us. But thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that glad tidings be to those who are patient. So now patience, what is patience? The word sabr literally means to withhold. So when a person, he experiences that difficulty, he experiences something, he loses something, he withholds himself. And he does not have an outburst. And he controls his emotions and he puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that those people that when a difficulty afflicts them, they make sabr and they recite, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They don't just recite it. We all know those words. But we need to live those words. Have the mindset of those words. What is the meaning of that? Of إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That verily to Allah we belong and to Him do we return. That is the meaning of those words. So we should not only just say it as a reaction to when we experience something difficult, etc. We should have the mindset of قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That whatever I have, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loaned it to me. And when if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it back, then it is His decision and His command. So that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who make sabr, this is what He means. It should not be that when a person, he goes to some challenge, then immediately his first reaction is to question the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes into a depression, he loses trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he starts having an outburst, and at the end he says, what must do just to make sabr and carry on. That is not what sabr means. Sabr is at the time of the difficulty, the first reaction of a person is to withhold himself and to make patience. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith something to the effect that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed a certain rank for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that this person will reach a certain rank, but that person, he is unable to reach that rank because of his actions. He's not doing enough good deeds, or he's committing too many sins. Then in order to help him reach that rank, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him to some difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him lose a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with our children. Sometimes the test is a person loses a loved one, he loses a child. And sometimes the test is a person is trying for so many years for a child, he's unable to get a child. That is also testing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also testing him with children by not giving him children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him through these difficulties. He might lose his job, he might invest his money somewhere, and he might lose all his money. And when he bears all this, the condition is, when he bears all this according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, then his rank will increase. Then he will reach the elevated ranks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written for him. There's a incident mentioned of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she had her son was very ill. So she sent the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the child is very sick. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a message of advice to her that something on to this effect that whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gives and takes, it all belongs to Him, and she should adopt sabr. Thereafter, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, together with a few Sahaba, he proceeded to the house, and he found the child to be almost passing away. The child's breathing was very labored, and there was some gurgling sounds coming out from the child. And upon seeing this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took hold of the child, and he saw the patience and the sabr of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began tearing. But what was the reaction of Rasulullah? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi first told her to make sabr, and he reminded her that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi, everything belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Thereafter, the child survived and recovered. Some muhaddithin explained that this Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala gave the child cure due to the patience and the sabr of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha. So from this story, there's a few lessons that muhaddithin explained that can be learned. Number one is that, as explained, we should have full conviction that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is Hakim. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is the one who controls everything. The second lesson we can learn is that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that everything belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and eventually everything will return to Him. When a person lends you something, if a person lends an item to you, then when he asks for it back, a person who will give it back happily, he won't go through some takleef and difficulty, he won't get upset, etc. Because he understands that this item is not mine. It belongs to the owner. And thirdly, one muhaddithin explained that from this hadith we understand that it is natural and permissible and normal for a person to experience grief and sadness and to cry at the time of someone passing away or experiencing some difficulty. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had teared at this moment. But what is not permissible is extreme crying and screaming and wailing and questioning the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and losing trust in the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And fourthly, that we should always, whenever something goes wrong in our life, whenever we are facing some difficulty, we should always look to what other ni'mat Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us. A story is mentioned regarding this, that Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, that he was among the leading tabi'een. So once, very quickly, he was on a journey and he developed a severe boil in his leg. And that leg could not be treated, so it had to be amputated. So they went through the doctors and his leg was amputated. Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu did not complain. He was very patient. He did not utter one utterance of disapproval or of impatience. He was made a lot of sabr and he submitted himself to the decree of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. On that same journey, his young son, also tragically passed away in that same journey. He fell from the roof of a house. Thereafter, Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu said, Ya Allah, that you gave me 4 limbs, you took away 1 limb. I still have 3 limbs left. I still have 3 limbs for a ni'mat you gave me. Ya Allah, I had 7 sons, you took away 1 son. I have 6 sons left. I still have 6 sons for a ni'mat you gave me. So this is what we should do. A person is facing difficulty, he should always look at what ni'mats Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala has given him. When a person does this, then it will help him cope with these difficulties easier, and it will help him, and he will be happy with the decree of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So may Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala grant us the tawfiq to make amal known ever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.